Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Weavers is here, too. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually an original member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us now. She's in her ninth year with us. We're only in our ninth year on the show. That means she's one of the originals, folks, and we couldn't do without her. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Person of the Year, Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, a national award. Heck, that's a galactic award. And then she's also the author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, which is a book that if you are home-based or want to be, you need that book. And she is our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a great way to be part of my day. Excuse me, is to spend it with you.
Don't you just love how sweet I am, Beverly?
Yeah.
Huh? Well, wait a minute. There was a little. I heard a little sarcasm in that response, Beverly.
No, because you were being sweet to me.
So. Oh, okay. All right. What you're saying is I'm not always sweet. Is that what you're saying, Beverly?
I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth, Jim.
Have you guys got any snow up there in Western Maryland?
Actually, there is still a touch of snow on the ski slopes, but everywhere else, spring has finally sprung here. The bears are out, and the deer are out, and the flowers are out.
Well, watch out for those bears. They've got a bad reputation this spring.
Yes, they do. That's a little scary, the news reports, but it has not been a problem around here, other than we have a little bit of an overpopulation that we'd like to have reduced a little bit. But,
right.
You know,
well, just call the hunters. They'll take care of that.
Well, no, they won't, unfortunately, and don't get me started on that subject, because
I told you, folks, nobody, let me tell you something, nobody can get Beverly's righteous indignation out of its closet quicker than me, I can promise you that.
You're Beverly, my husband, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think I might even be a little faster than John. What's going on in the world of home-based businesses these days?
Well, I've had an interesting few weeks where you know, things seem to come in waves for me. I get a horde of email or phone calls or letters asking me about certain things, and they
home-based businesses really for really several years now. Home-based business has really been on the radar screen, hasn't it?
It has.
I get more calls from journalists about home-based business than any other single
mm-hmm.
issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is really amazing too that the tone has changed to one of interest rather than one of give me the steamy side,
right?
Because that's all there is, type
right.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, home-based businesses are an accepted part of the small business economy now, much more so than they have ever been, and I think that
and our culture
improve. And our culture. That's right. It's interesting that I was speaking to a farmer several weeks ago, and the woman said, well, you know, I really feel bad about calling myself a home-based business because I really don't do the work out of my home. I leave my home and go mm-hmm. out to the fields. And I just sort of laughed and said, you know, hey, you are the epitome.
That's right.
But, you know, it people think of themselves in different ways. And home-based businesses is important.
But she's based out of her home. That's the key.
I did explain that to her.
Uh-huh.
She is definitely one of the originals of home-based businesses. And as long as you do your administrative work, even the IRS says you're a home-based business.
Well, and you don't have to go around saying, hi, I'm Sue. I have a consulting company, and I'm based out of my home. It's not important. It's not necessary.
No, I'm the only one that does that anymore.
Yeah, I know. You're the only one. But the thing is, it's just not necessary.
No.
And I mean, the fact that you are is just a detail.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
To everyone else, I guess I should say.
Right. Yeah. There are still some people who are snobs in the other direction from what you call me. But there are people who think that it's not good to be home-based, it's not professional, it's not a lot of things. But they really are becoming more and more the minority, thankfully so. It is much more acceptable, but that
brings those are the dinosaurs. Those are the people who haven't come into the 21st century.
Well, that's true, absolutely true. They are, like I said, snobs in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a snob about being home based, and I think it is the way to go. Of course,
she didn't know she was a snob till I told her she was, folks.
No, you're right. I never did.
After you thought about it, you said, "Hey, he's right."
Yeah, you're right. You're right, and I think it's a positive thing these days. I really and truly believe that it's good to be a home-based business snob. So,
when it fits you well, I don't know that it would fit everybody. We don't need everybody to be like Beverly, but you know, another thing, Beverly, along those lines, you know, you're talking about people saying that they didn't know if they wanted to call themselves home based.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had as you know, I work with big companies too,
mm-hmm.
to help them speak small business as a second language.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to an international company. I was talking to their entire international marketing department about a year ago. And they actually, and I've actually had more than one company to do this, but I remember this one conversation. They actually said to me in the Q&A part of our work together, they actually said, Do small business owners mind being called small business?
Mm-hmm.
Do they mind being, if we call them a small business owner, do they mind that? I said, no. Why would you think that? You know, in other words, in their mind, not really knowing any small business owners,
right.
In their mind, they could see where we wouldn't like being called a small business. But I've never minded that, and I don't know anybody who does.
I don't either, because small doesn't mean... It's not a negative. It's simply a classification of how many people we have to manage, how much money we make, and even that can be in the millions. So what's so small about that?
I use it to my advantage.
Absolutely.
I say small business. I identify myself as a small business to my advantage because I think some of my sponsors, some of the folks we work with, I think they do business with us just to watch us work. they can't believe we, you know, they'll ask us for something and you know, four hours later we give them back this completed project or whatever, and they say, how'd you do that?
Uh-huh.
And I
said,
well, we didn't have any meetings.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. No,
we didn't have to talk to. We didn't have to talk to any lawyers.
You didn't have to wait for it to come down from the higher ups to
That's
get
right.
approval on it. And
I think they're amazed.
Uh-huh.
Beverly, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Beverly Williams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the co-author of a book that, if you're home based or want to be, you got to know about. This book is called The 30-Second Commute: The Ultimate Guide to Starting and Operating a Home Based Business. And Beverly and I will be right back. More to come. Stay with us.
Stand in your way. Don't you know that? You should know that life is a gamble all along. Ever since I was a young boy,
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend, Beverly Williams. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
BeverlyWilliams.com. Folks, it's a good site. Check it out. If you want to find out more about home-based business, and they can find your book there, too, can't they?
They certainly can.
I hope you'll check it out, folks. And at Amazon and wherever books are sold, too, right?
Yes.
Local
yes.
bookstores, all that stuff. Check it out.
That's
and
it.
The 30-second commute. Beverly, one of the things that home-based business, we were talking earlier about this whole idea of being home-based, being a small business owner, period.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that small business owners, home-based business owners, I should say, have to pay attention to is the level of professionalism. It's just because you're home-based doesn't mean that you're some kind of a small business of a lesser god or something.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to maintain a level of professionalism. And in fact, I'm going to go so far as to say, Beverly, you might even need to go a little extra mile on that. Just to maybe overcome those dinosaurs from the 20th century. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think that too many people think of us as amateurs to begin with. So, you know, people who couldn't get a real job or couldn't, you know, get a business going somewhere else. So it is very, very important that you are extra special about your professional image. And I recently had an opportunity to evaluate several home-based business websites for their content and ease of maneuverability. Not because people asked me for that kind of advice, but because people said, oh, yeah, I've already got my website up, you know, and here's the address.
And I'll and go they were so and proud I'll, of it.
Oh, they are very proud of it because they did it all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very clear to me that they had done it all by themselves without any knowledge or creative skills to do so. They have the basics down of, you know, I can type in their URL and actually get to their site in most cases. One case I couldn't do it. But it, and it's not easy. I'll be the first one to say, having my own website and managing a number of websites over the years, it's not an easy thing to do. But if you're going to do it yourself, please, please take a look at all the things that you need to do and make sure that it's working properly in all different aspects. That means not just you going out and looking at it, but other people going out before you print it to the world. Let other people look at it and tell you, for instance, is it really maneuverable? Does it really say what you want it to say in the way you want to say it? How do all your links work? Does it really convey the message that you're trying to get across? I have looked at so many websites that are simply amateur.
Mm-hmm.
And it, honestly, if I was grading a business, if I was trying to decide whether or not to utilize that business services, it would go against them because that's my first and only impression of them.
Is it too abrupt to say, Beverly, to folks that just because you're home-based, that doesn't give you a pass on professionalism?
Oh, not too abrupt at all.
That's on the money, isn't it? That's what you got to...
Absolutely.
And you know, Beverly, you work so hard. You and others, I know the folks that you give credit to as well, have worked so hard to bring this sector of the marketplace in the forefront, to get it on the radar screen, to get it some credibility, some respect. And I know it upsets you to see people who think that being home based means, well, you know, I'm just going to schlep around here and see if this works out, and if it doesn't, I'll go back and look for a job or whatever. When the truth is that what they've done is they've by schlepping around, so to speak, they basically seal their own fate, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Exactly right.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, I counseled somebody just yesterday that I truly believe because he couldn't find a job, he thought, well, I'll just start a business, and it's going to be home-based, and you know,
and the money will come rolling in.
This is not a panacea for not being able to find a job. It is a real life, a business that is very, very, very much a responsibility not only to you and yourself, but to your customers and to the rest of the world. It just bothers me so much that people think, well, I can't do anything else. I'll just start up my own home-based business, and it's going to be just fine.
Well, Beverly, I think it comes from people who, if you work for other companies, you may not have developed your own concept of personal professionalism.
You and I,
regardless, I mean, you and I, they could pull you and me both out of the businesses we're in, put us into another one, and we would behave professionally, even though we wouldn't know what we were doing there.
Right. Yeah.
But some people don't; they haven't developed that yet, and that would be a good course for you to teach, I think.
Yeah, maybe it would.
I think you ought to work on that. You need another project, don't you?
Yeah, right.
Well, I think you ought to work on it. If you do you have your own sense of professionalism? If you're going to be a business owner, regardless of whether you're home-based or not, you have to have your own personal sense of professionalism.
Well, and actually, I'm speaking to several hundred juniors in high school tomorrow on professionalism at home-based businesses.
There you go.
Is that something that I'll start at?
You need to focus
level.
On that.
There you go.
I'm going to give it to you. You don't even have to attribute it to me. Hey, Beverly, give us your website again, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Hey, Bev, you're the best.
Thanks, Jim. So are you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Ken Grombach right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.